Indiana Republican Attorney General Curtis Hill, who's been accused of sexual misconduct by 5 women, officially announced his re-election bid Thursday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports Hill faces challenges next year from both sides of the aisle.
In a video statement, Curtis Hill references his efforts to boost drug addiction treatment, lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies, and his numerous anti-abortion legal fights.
I've stood with President Trump, and I'll never back down from partisan attacks, the media, and even Republicans embarrassed to defend our values.
Hill's campaign launch comes amid a cloud of sexual misconduct allegations. Republican state party leaders, including Governor Eric Holcomb, have called on Hill to resign, and he's currently facing potential disciplinary action stemming from the accusations. Hill's first hurdle is the state GOP convention, where he'll have to fight for renomination against at least one candidate, Indianapolis attorney John Westerkamp. Then would come a general election race, where Democratic State Senator Karen Tallien has declared her candidacy. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.